Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada says how variety is the mother of enjoyment. You will see on a festival day, the Lord is decorated with varieties of flowers, big and small, of different colors, different fragrances. Similarly, there are varieties of sweet singing birds, like cuckoo and parrot and peacock and others. Similarly, there are varieties of ragas in which the Lord is glorified. Similarly, there are varieties of devotees all across the millions of universes with various sentiments offering their prayerful heart to the Lord. And in this way you will find the variety ultimately engaged in Lord's service, which is actually the spiritual variety. But if someone is unaware of this variety completely, then they become stuck in the material variety, which is pain producing. Srila Prabhupada says how when a person in his interpersonal dealing with other living entities, if he has experienced a great pain, he comes to a conclusion that all interactions are pain producing, so become Mauni Baba. One becomes silent. Or one comes to another wrong conclusion, that life itself is miserable, commit suicide, as some people have done. But the reality is, there is a great spiritual variety of interpersonal relationships in the spiritual sky. As Krishna dealing with Yashoda, dealing with the gopis, dealing with gopas, dealing with every living entity, whether it is bumblebee or tree or cows or calves or deers. So, which is actually very enriching. Enriching relationships, relationships of ever expanding bliss. So, either being unaware of this variety, or being aware and not having faith in this variety, or not having interest in this variety, then one remains stuck on the material platform of material variety. And the material variety, although very easily approachable in the beginning, is eventually pain producing in the long run. So therefore, Prabhupada condemning the Mayavad and condemning the Shunyavad, he explains that the Mayavad talks about keeping mourn, and Shunyavad talks about committing suicide because of unawareness of the spiritual variety. And or it leads them to the material variety and very easy absorption in material variety, leading eventually to perpetual suffering, birth after birth. So the chanting of the holy name is like a magic wand which makes a blind living entity chasing after the mirage of material variety to at once get access to the beautiful spiritual variety. Just imagine a blind man suddenly is given netradan by somebody, and the doctor fixes the eyes, and then for the first time he is able to get to see the beautiful bright sunlight and the beautiful flowers in the garden. He is able to see all the world around. What kind of miracle it will be for him? How joyful he will be. In the same manner, due to our spiritual blindness, we are groping in the dark in the material world, trying to touch different types of material varieties, trying to get happiness from petty pleasures, which offer something called enjoyment, which is another name for misery. So in this way, the living being wanders endlessly in a perpetual ocean of suffering. So therefore, when we enter into the field of Krishna consciousness, the gift of the holy name given by the spiritual master through the medium of Diksha is actually non-different from our spiritual eyes. Because by gaining the spiritual eyes, one gets access to the spiritual variety. And one who has taken to the chanting of the holy name with great transcendental faith, very soon develops a firm faith in the spiritual variety with Lord in the center. And that, like yesterday we were hearing in the Srimad Bhagavatam class about the two types of kridamriga. One is a material kridamriga, a person who becomes a stree lampad, becomes a play toy in the hands of a woman. On the other hand, Krishna becoming a plate in the hands of the Vrijabasis is so endearing and so pleasing. So then when one becomes absorbed in that spiritual variety, then the material variety goes to the background. It becomes insignificant, pale and stale and useless. So therefore, for one to get awakened to the spiritual variety, the medium is the chanting of the holy name. Because within the name is the dham. Within the dham is the lotus feet of Krishna. And where there is lotus feet of Krishna, there are innumerable devotees in varieties of sentiments, offering him worship and offering him love, exchanging relationships with him. And therefore, the holy name is like a seed from which the nama, rupa, guna, leela, all those things gradually manifest as the devotee chants the holy name with great transcendental faith. Harinam Prabhu ki.